Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are.
On this gorgeous, gorgeous planet of ours. Currently, Shia and I are standing, looking out over a sea of white.
We're in New Jersey, and it has snowed here.
Not the last couple of days, but it was on Monday morning, and it's still quite lovely here. Welcome to our show. We are going to be talking about how to be yourself today.
And it really all starts with, oh, I know what he's going to say.
He always
says this, listening.
Now, of course, there's all sorts of aspects
maybe
to listening.
Maybe you should talk about it. They can hear it better from a female point of view.
All right. I'm ready. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
You know, it's interesting. We got an email this week from our friend Rashmi, who works for the government, saying she was listening to our show not so long ago on excellence, and we started talking about listening. She thought, oh, man, that again, I've heard that. And then she realized that she could use to listen. And that's part of listening. Listening is about hearing what's actually happening right now.
In this moment of your life.
This is the only moment you have, really, right now. Right now.
This moment.
And again.
Now.
Yes.
This moment.
So listening is about hearing what is being said from the perspective of the speaker. And what Shia and I have discovered after years and years initially of working on ourselves and then discovering that working on yourself doesn't work, which is, of course, the title of our first book recently, re-released by McGraw-Hill.
We speak in stereo.
Very good. By working with people for the past 20 years, we've discovered that listening is a way to engage in this moment. So today, if you use your ears...
Now, here's the thing. Don't take notes. If you're out there taking notes, don't take notes. Because that's not listening. That's taking notes. And that's about taking notes for the future. You shouldn't even be taking mental notes if you can help it. You should be listening to hear what's happening in the current moment of your life, not off in anything in the future. You know, look, if you haven't heard, there's been an economic downturn in our country and world, and you can either worry about that or you can be here in this moment.
So use your ears to pull you here. Rather than rushing off to
possible futures that haven't happened yet and may not.
Well done, well done.
Thank you, darling.
Of course, I slightly mentioned it. I'm going to mention it again. Not only do we speak together,
but we finish each other's
sentences. So if you haven't been tuning into our show before, it's our style of communication. So please don't think we're interrupting each other. It's how we communicate. And one of the games is to keep listening regardless of where your life twists and turns. And that,
what do you mean by that?
Well, if I'm listening, for instance, to you speak and I'm enjoying you speaking and suddenly somebody else jumps in this case, namely me, it'd be like, wait a minute.
He wasn't finished
or she wasn't finished. And he said Ariel was going to speak about listening. And now
he's taking back over again, that nasty old man.
Oh, shame on you. So what happens, though, is your life makes turns, and you either engage in those turns or you disagree with them.
But you know, this show, our lives, what we represent is enlightenment. And the middle word in enlightenment is light. So you can't seriously get enlightened. If you're seriously working on yourself and to try to enlighten yourself or become self-realized, and you're doing it in a serious way, like really serious about it, you'll never make it. Because it doesn't happen through seriousness. It happens through being light, levity, kind to yourself, gentle with yourself, looking and seeing what is without judging yourself.
Let's touch on the three principles of instantaneous transformation. It is an excellent framework for being yourself.
Before we do that,
mm-hmm.
we got to talk about listening one more thing.
Okay, let's.
See, in order to hear what another person is actually saying, you have to let go of your opinions in the matter. You have to let go of what you want to say back. You have to make yourself an empty vessel to receive the information that another is communicating to you.
Very good.
That's what it takes. You need to be willing to hear what another person is saying from their point of view, not your point of view of their point of view.
Now
we can go to comparison.
No. Oh. Three principles. You know what's interesting, though, as you were talking about listening, what flashed up in my mind was on Monday Night Alive in New York City, which are brilliant seminars where we get together with folks and we get to all practice the skill set of being here and being in the moment. And we had a seminar this past Monday night where there was a woman who came. She'd come maybe once or twice before, and she started to talk. And as she talked, many, many things became apparent, which is that she had deep, deep prejudices about all different types of people, about different races, about different sizes, about different ages, about sexual orientation. She managed to offend virtually everybody in the room inside of just a couple of minutes.
Couple of seconds.
Yeah, it was really fast. And so what was really lovely was I felt the people were very respectful of her while she was being extremely disrespectful to everybody there. And people gently asked her if she wanted a bit of feedback. But she did not want to listen to their perspective. She simply wanted to be
right
about the story of her life. If you're having cyclical upsets in your life, one of the things that happens is that you absolutely are not listening to yourself and to your environment. You're listening to your story about your life. We'll talk more about that in a moment. So there are three principles to instantaneous transformation. The first is anything you resist will persist, grow stronger, and dominate your life. What was really neat was to watch the people in the room who are skilled now at the three principles initially resist this woman's
prejudices.
And when they resisted it, you could see the people getting tense. You could see their faces become cloudy because what you resist persists, grows stronger,
and dominates
your life. Second principle. You can only be exactly as you are. So
you can only be exactly as you are in this moment of your life.
You can only have the reactions you have to people. And the woman, in this case, who was making these grandiose statements that were offensive to people, could only be herself. Second principle, things can only be happening
exactly as they are in this moment of now.
Third principle, anything you see without judging it completes itself. If you see it honestly, without judging it, it completes itself. So what is really neat about that is as people noticed their resistance, they could relax, let her go through what she was going through, but they didn't have to take an upset ride with her. So anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. I can't say that this individual was at all interested in seeing, becoming aware of her prejudices, so I'm fairly certain she will keep them for the rest of her life, because anything you see...
Anything you don't want to see
mm-hmm.
will persist.
Grow stronger and
dominate
your life.
Isn't it easy?
Now, on how to be yourself, one of the biggest challenges in being yourself is comparison, where you compare yourself to other people.
Or you compare yourself to your ideals or your standards or the way you think you should have dealt with something rather than the way you dealt with it.
So that's a big challenge in being yourself.
You know, it's funny. We were in Venezuela last week. We were there for a short vacation where we were fishing. And we met a man one night who came into the posada, the small hotel that we were staying in, and he was very aggressive and very competitive. And he said things to us, and after he left, I thought, well, I should have said, or I could have said, but the truth of the matter is I didn't say. I said exactly what I said, and I was being true to myself, because to fight with someone over something, you know, to fight even with yourself over what's your truth, that's a waste of your life. So, in any event, we are about to go to a break.
We'll be coming back. I'm sure we'll be speaking with callers when we come back. We'll be talking about the ins and outs of being yourself. This is just the launching point into this incredible subject. Thanks for being here, and come on back. Don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, "Reconsider your labor practices." A few months later, I get a letter back saying thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
How are you feeling right now? Do you feel harried, stressed, disconnected? The earth has a natural flow, and so do we. Wouldn't you like to live your life more in flow with these natural cycles? Join Laura Rose every week for Discovering Nature's Spirit. This program will help you learn how to live in harmony with the world around you and within you. Laura will help you rediscover and access the gifts within you. Discovering Nature's Spirit is heard live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Seventh Wave Network.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Yeah.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes.
We are talking about how to be yourself. Yourself, not somebody else, you. I like that.
And you're a unique being. You know, there's only one of you. Really, on this whole planet where there are 7 billion people, I feel like Mike Myers in...
in Austin Powers, 7 billion.
Billion people.
But it's really true.
But there's only one of you. You are a unique individual. Each one of us are unique, complete representations of God.
Speaking of...
a religious show.
Speaking of a representation of God, we have a caller.
A representation of God calling in from
Berlin. Felina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. Hello.
It's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Nice to hear your voices.
Thank you. What can we do for you today?
I'm calling because of a question of how to be yourself, because yesterday I have been at the Tibet. It's a very big show or fair of computer industry. And I had to get some jobs there. So I was wandering in these big halls and looking for work and talking to people. And I really felt how difficult it is to be just myself.
Right.
And not try to be something what they want to have without knowing what they want to have.
Very good.
Well, when you're going to, I'm sure a lot of people are actually looking for work, so it's an excellent question. And the first thing is to recognize you're not going to be a fit with everybody. You just won't. So trying to torque yourself around to fit where you don't fit is only going to cause yourself pain.
Mm-hmm.
And there are plenty of people who are going to be going around trying to make themselves interesting, and that makes them so... normal. Everybody is trying to have a gimmick or be interesting rather than interested in, like you said, what it is that they need so you can see whether or not you have it to offer.
You might discover that there are people that you don't particularly want to work for. But if you're desperate to get a job, then you won't allow yourself to be honest with yourself about what feels right. See, you need to start listening to your truth, your heart, your inner self when you look to see, is this something I truly want to do, or is it what I'm doing because I think I must?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's another aspect too, Felina, as you were talking about going around a large computer show, I think lots of times people underestimate what happens when they get into the group mindset of any culture, and a computer show with lots of people represents a culture on that day. So if there are people desperate to show their wares or desperate to get a job, when you walk in the door, you may suddenly feel a sense of desperation. For example, I'm not saying that you did, but I'm just making an example. A sense of desperation that isn't typical and it isn't you, the individual. It's like stepping into a sea that has a certain smell in it, and of course you're going to smell that way as well. And if you don't, number one, resist it, and number two, personalize it, you can find your center in the midst of this cacophony of thought processes that are impressed upon by the environment in which you're swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Did that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes sense. It makes sense. But how do I recognize the difference of what's me and what's them?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. Remember, just before, I don't know if you were listening, but just before the break, I said that we were in Venezuela last week, and this man came in to the hotel that we were staying at. And I was sitting at a table there tying a fishing fly. And he came in, and just before he arrived, I suddenly could not... I'm very good at tying fishing flies. I've tied many, many thousands of them over the years. And suddenly I was so inept. It was shocking how inept I found myself to be and how irritated I got. And then he walked into the door. So I wasn't expecting it. But suddenly I was not being the way I normally am. My normal sense of well-being suddenly disappeared, and I realized just before he came in that there was something very different in the way I was experiencing my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have awareness on how you operate in your life normally, and that shifts or changes, then you have this opportunity to say, hey, there's something different about the way I'm being right now. Is this my truth, or am I trying to impress? Have you ever noticed how you try to impress people that you don't even really care about?
Yes.
Like the checkout person in the supermarket?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You want them to like you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things in that is just to start being honest with yourself without resisting that you want to be liked or that you want to get a job. You include it, but allow yourself to not be driven forward by it. And it's like, I wouldn't get really concerned about what's me, what's them. That's a common question we get from people, Felina. What I would do is not take anything,
personally.
Take anything personally.
Mm-hmm.
So that basically if you have thoughts that are saying, I don't know if I'll get a job, or I don't know how to do this, or, you know, there's so many people here, or what if I get overlooked, or how do I, you know, that type of thing, just recognize you're having those thoughts and keep re-engaging in your environment rather than following the dictates of these thoughts.
Mhm. Yes, I hear you.
Good. So I would just practice that. I would practice simply engaging your environment rather than listening to your considerations about whether or not you're capable or that type of thing. Did you find yourself connecting with people at all yesterday?
Yes, it was fun, but it was somehow exhausting because I think it's also connected to a bit why the hell you are doing this at all. Because
I think, Felina, you make the mistake of not realizing that you're connected to other people and you pick up their thought processes.
I am certain there were a number of people there and a number of vendors who were
in survival, either to get a job or to sell their products.
And were wondering why the heck they were there themselves.
I see, yes. Because I just went there really of interest, and for me it was fun first.
Good.
And then it became heavier and heavier.
Yes, I think you picked it up from the environment you went into.
Mm-hmm.
It happens, you know. The trick is to get back into yourself, and the way to do that is to slow down and allow yourself to be where you are.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks for calling
today.
In.
Thank
you.
Have a great rest
Goodbye.
Of your evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have another guest on the line. Katie, you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi,
Katie.
How are you guys?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Excellent. So we're bouncing around the world here.
That's right.
Spanning the world with Ariel and Shia.
So,
what can we do for you, Katie?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I was, you know, listening to Felina and what she had to say, and I'm sort of dealing with similar issues right now. So it was really great to hear what you guys had to say about that.
Right.
And I wanted to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, okay, if being yourself, does that include doing what you want to do all of the time, like making decisions just for you?
Well, in my experience, there is no just for me, because I'm interconnected into a planet, in a world. I mean, let's take it to the really extreme, weird answer to what you're saying. If I'm saying just for me, and my idea of just for me is I just want to go over to my next-door neighbors and cut down the tree in their yard because I've decided I want to have Christmas in February and their tree looks like a good one, and just for me, I'm going to cut it down and put it in my house.
In March?
Or in March. That's right, we're in March already.
You got me looking at my watch to see the date.
Oh. I skipped it back. I mean, this is even a live show. It's not even a pre-record, and I'm in February. I don't know where my brain went. But, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
just for me doesn't really exist.
Okay.
However, that being said, there is a Shagner on a radio show, on a Sirius satellite radio show. We were invited guests this week, and we were talking with the host there about being yourself. And we were talking about comparison. And they were trying to figure out how to have their relationships get better, or in one case, how to get a relationship. You cannot compare. How we did it and how you did it are going to be totally different. We'll come back and answer more after the break, okay?
Okay.
Stay with us, Katie.
Okay, come on back.
All of you stay with us.
Don't
come
miss
back.
Being here.
Don't miss
being here.
Here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Get ready for increased passion, clarity, creativity, and growth in your life. Are you ready for the nurturing support of your angels and guides, from the divine, from the higher wisdom of the universe? Join Ann Deirdre Smith each week for Hear from Your Angels. Ann will offer free spot readings on the air. She'll answer questions regarding relationships, soul path, emotional well-being, any question you have. Listen for Hear from Your Angels with Ann Deirdre Smith, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork. No.
You'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
We were actually listening to those commercials. Don't know if you were. Some of you probably heard those commercials many, many times.
If we, not, know, you, we know we have.
And we know them mainly by heart. So if you want some new commercials, perhaps you would like to be a sponsor for our show. So if you or your company would like to be a sponsor for Being Here, you should contact us at transformationmadeeasy.com. You can click on the link, contact us. And just a reminder, everyone, thanks again. We are still the number one show on the Seventh Wave Network, and we appreciate you
for listening, because it's out of your listening that we're the number one show on the Seventh Wave Network.
By the way, if you are listening from the New York, New Jersey area, this Saturday, 2 o'clock, we will be signing our book, How to Create a Magical Relationship, the 3 simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your love life, at 2 o'clock at the Livingston Barnes and Noble. Come join us. Come meet us in person if we haven't met you before. Come, it's going to be a celebration of relationship. If you are not in the area, like you, Katie, obviously are in Chicago, if you haven't got our book yet, go on Amazon. Buy it on Amazon. That's the best way to do it. It's the least expensive.
Hey, it's the cheapest.
And we support that. Of course, you can get it on our website as well, transformationmadeeasy.com. So we are back with Katie.
Hi.
Hi. And we are talking about how to be yourself.
Right.
And we had a question for you, Katie.
Okay.
And that is, when you say just for myself,
what specifically do you mean?
Okay. An instance that I actually just ran into the other night was one of my friends wanted to go out and grab a couple of drinks, and I just didn't feel like it. But I ended up going because I didn't want to say no to her and make her feel like I didn't want to spend time with her.
Right.
Well, you know, one of the things in this type of situation, Katie, is most people don't think to say their whole internal process. So you don't say to her, gee, Katie, I don't want you to think I don't want to go with you, but I really don't feel like going out for a drink tonight. It's not personal to you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting. Just before this show, I was taking a shower, mm-hmm. and I got out of the shower, and I was drying off, and I looked in the mirror at myself, and my body is really in very good shape. I mean, I'm 68 years old, but I look in my early 50s, maybe, and I don't drink. I haven't drunk in a number of years now because I discovered I had an allergy to alcohol that caused things that I didn't like, so I just stopped drinking, even though I was addicted to my red wine every night, you know. And I realized that my body's in better shape now than it was years ago when I was drinking. And it's coincidental to your having this question about going out for drinks, because, see, people do things that may not be in the best interest of their well-being, their body, their sense of themselves, but they do it because they don't want to be rejected, or they don't want people to think they don't like them. We are communal animals, human beings, and we need the approval of others. And it's very costly for you not to be honest with yourself about what's true for yourself. Otherwise, you will do things that will have consequences you don't like.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I see that. I definitely do that to gain, or, you know, to keep up a relationship, because I think that that's what's going to feed it.
Right. But you know, the truth of the matter, Katie, is if you have to be this honest with yourself in order to maintain a relationship, That's not a very good relationship to have.
Gotcha.
We actually had a friend who a number of years ago had gotten himself in quite a bit of debt. And we were looking at how he got himself that way, because he was quite well paid at the company he worked for. We looked at where he was spending, and it embedded in all of his spending were things that he was doing to
impress.
To impress, and things that he was doing to be liked or fit in. So one of the things that he did, for instance, was he would always go out with friends and buy rum and cokes, because that's what everybody bought was rum and cokes, even if he wanted a soda or a beer. And he discovered that the amount that he was spending each week on alcoholic drinks, for instance, really cut into his budget. And there were other places, too, like if he was taking a gal out to dinner, he wouldn't just go someplace so that they could get to know each other. He would take her to sushi because it looked more impressive. So there's something which may not relate to you, Katie, but as we're talking about being yourself, I like also mentioning to everybody about looking at what drives your actions, whether it's to fit in or to impress or to get somewhere, to accomplish a goal like get a girlfriend or get a guy friend, that type of thing.
Okay. So is there a way that I can, I mean, other than just can I become aware of things that I do to try and impress?
Well, you can become aware of them, and what you have to do is start bringing awareness to how it is that you're relating in all different situations. You have to have like an objective observership in your own way of relating to life.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple things. One is to have a sense of humor about it. You know, if you're doing things to impress, I mean, if
the second principle is very important here. You can only be exactly as you are in any moment. So you can only be doing what you're doing, and that's fine. If you notice it, you don't have to do it anymore. It's as though you're walking down the street, and you constantly are finding yourself on the ground. You don't know what happened. And then you catch it. You realize that there's a curb there.
Oh.
And then you never have to fall again because you know what they are and you don't do it.
And
transformation's that easy.
And, but also, you got to stop looking to get over things.
Uh-huh.
Get interested in what is, not to get better. So, for instance, yesterday, I use examples lots of times from the supermarket because that's something most of us do. So and I went to
the supermarket. And we do it all the time.
Supermarket. We went shopping. And he and I got our groceries, and we brought our recyclable bags in. And one of the things that happens is I love to pack the grocery bags. So as they are sending the different groceries down the
conveyor belt,
and I'm putting them in the bags, I can either be picking up the can of beans and putting it in the bag, or I can be putting it in to show them how good I do it. And from time to time, I've been guilty of, you know, trying to show how good I do it. There are all those little extra add-ons that we do in our day-to-day life, but the game is to see it and have a sense of humor about it.
See it without judging yourself for the way you're operating, you see. And then you'll be more willing to see. But if you judge yourself, you don't want to see those things. If you think that there's something wrong or bad with you for being that way in the first place, then you'll avoid being aware of, as you said.
Right.
Now, there's something that Shai and I have often said, and I want to say it again, and that is that awareness is not an achievement.
It's a way of life.
Like today, Shai went to take a little cat nap, and I was cleaning up the dishes from our breakfast and that we had been making. We took the beans and we were making soup today. And so there were cutting boards to clean up and knives and things like that. And I realized in the midst of the task that I was doing it to complete it, to get it over with, rather than being where I was. And the moment I saw it, I was returned to myself, so I wasn't doing some forward momentum. I was just there being myself. And I noticed a couple of things. For one thing, it didn't take any longer. Secondly, that there was a stress I was putting in my body when I was trying to get it over with that suddenly disappeared. And third, that it wasn't a failing on my part in the first place, that I had started moving with momentum to get it done. One of the challenges, I think, for you, Katie, is that you aren't neutral with yourself about what you see. You are trying to improve, as most of us are. You're not just, as a lifestyle, becoming aware of how you are in this moment. No improvement needed.
Yeah.
That's a big one, the no improvement needed.
Yeah, that is a big one.
Because you work on yourself to try to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no right. There is no wrong. There's just the way it is in this moment.
I'm going to talk about that. I don't know if we have enough time before the break, but one of the neatest things that happened when we were in Venezuela, Katie,
yeah,
was we went fishing, and I haven't been saltwater fishing in some time, and so I haven't practiced saltwater fly fishing casting. And when I got out there, I was better than I'd ever been in my life in an instant. And it didn't come from practicing to improve. It came from over the past months really engaging in what I was up to, including having been in Costa Rica doing our retreats. And I know that you were there, and it was wonderful. And I have one more thing to say about that, but I'm going to have to do it after the break. So can you come back with us after the break?
Sure. Yep.
Perfect. So, everyone, we are going to go off to commercials. We'll be coming back talking with Katie. You'll hear a little more about Venezuela. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here. Right.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network. Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Hey, kid, over here. Inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're gonna waste energy in your home, I'm gonna pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. On the break, we were able to be chatting with Katie, and she had asked, she'd missed where Felina was calling in from, and we told her Berlin, and she was like, oh, yes, when is your course there? It's in April, isn't it? We realize you all may want to know about our excellence courses coming up as well. We have one in New York City, March 13th to 15th, and then in Hamburg, Germany, the 3rd through the 5th.
It's excellence, well-being, and satisfaction, the art of being yourself.
And
that's the full name of that.
You are invited. If you want to know more, you can call us at our office, or you can go up online, transformationmadeeasy.com. Now, regarding
Venezuela, we were talking about your fishing. There was one more thing you wanted to say.
Actually, it really wasn't about Venezuela, Katie. It was about Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. And that was, we were hearing from a lady this week named Tricia, who is a
school principal.
School principal who came to Costa Rica with us. As you did. And when she came back, she was so excited about her life and so engaged.
And so enthusiastic.
She was talking to people about having an urgency in their life and about going for their life with excellence. And there were a number of people who got very excited with her. And there were a number of people who made unkind comments so that they did not have to look at whether or not they were going for their lives with excellence. So when you talk about being yourself, I also think that we also have to include in being yourself that from time to time, the rebuffs of other people about the passions in your life can have you thinking about whether or not you're doing your life right. And when you notice yourself worrying about whether you're doing your life right, just return yourself to your environment and get engaged again.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks for calling in today. It was really a treat talking with you.
Oh, thanks. It was so nice to be on here with you guys and listening to you. Just, I always feel so much more centered in myself. So thank you.
Oh, great. I'm so glad you listened.
You're so welcome.
And, hey, and everybody, you can not, I know you're listening to this show now, but if you want more of a dose of it during the week, just go back into our Being Here link and click a download from any of the archives, and you can listen to any theme that we've got going there. We have another person on the show who's called in. Brian, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
What's up?
My question is, I have a lot of anxiety about... I signed up for a course in electrical, and there's just all this anxiety of I want to do well, I want to do excellent, and I'm just, am I going to get a job when I come out, or, you know, all this anxiety.
Well, Brian, first off, you may or may not get a job when you come out, but that's got nothing to do with how you do in this course. So what I would suggest is that you have fun with the course and learn about electricity. Is that what it is?
Yes.
And learn about electricity for yourself. So not to pass a test, not to
get job
somewhere, but to really enjoy the learning process so that you feel good about your experience. So it's not about getting anywhere. It's about discovering what electricity is all about for you.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. A friend of ours, Reiner, who is a safety officer in Germany, he goes around and goes to companies and makes sure they're within compliance for safety. He took a class on lights, on lighting, and how lighting affects people in the workplace. And he didn't do it just to get more work. He did it because he had an interest in the subject. And he followed what Shia was talking about, which was that he learned about lights for him so that he knew more about it. And what was really interesting was his passion for the subject. When he spoke about this, I was kind of thinking, wow, you know, maybe he could come in our office and look at how it works. Even though we're in New Jersey, there was something about his passion that was infectious. And interestingly enough, he told us yesterday when we were speaking with him that he just got the biggest, best-paying job he's ever had, and it's going to be 8 days a month ongoing. Something about his passion translates into work, because there are lots of electricians, for instance, out there, but if I were to hire one, I'd want somebody who had a passion about the subject. Mm-hmm. So if you're worrying about getting a job from it, you're way, way too far in the future.
That would be never be me thinking like that. My God, that's...
I was guilty of being off in the future just myself this morning. So it's, you know, it's just, again, about reining your mind back in to being where you are rather than to where you hope to get to be. And that certainly doesn't...
And where you hope to get to be comes from your mind anyway, you see. Comes from what you already know. See, the possibility of living your life directly allows for something called serendipity, where just by random possibility, you come upon a life of events that you didn't expect. So your life isn't predetermined by your past or the way things have been. You discover new possibilities in each moment if you're there for it. But if you're off worrying about a future that hasn't gotten here, you will miss opportunities everywhere, including job opportunities. So the game plan, Brian, is to enjoy being where you are, not where you think you ought to be by this time in your life. Because I know you put a pressure on you to get to where you think you should be rather than allowing yourself to be where you are.
Yeah.
You know, I know you were there on Monday night at Monday Night Alive, and I just want to remind you and also tell everybody who wasn't there one thing that I noticed. Lots of people, when they started to speak, they were like going, oh, well, this isn't really important. But everything they had to say, whether it was a small detail about their life or something that they wanted to brag about, like Stanton, our friend Stanton, who got written up in Best of New York for the best IGAS place in New York City. Congratulations, Stanton. It was important. This moment is important. What you're doing is important. Not where you're going to get to someday, not whether you get a job. It's like if you're sitting in a class, that's important. Because it's your moment right now.
Wherever you are, that's your moment of now. And you should, if you can, be fully engaged in that moment. Like, that's it. Like, not someday I'll be in a better place.
Yes. Yes.
So if you're anxious about that class and you're not there now, you know, you might want to look around and see what's up to be done today.
Or you might look at what getting upset about that class is saving you from.
Okay.
I like that one.
You know, because if you can get yourself upset about that class, you may not have to listen to your girlfriend.
Oh, no, not that. Cool. I'm so glad you called in today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ariel. Thank you, Shia.
You're very welcome, Brian.
Hey, and thanks to all of you for
listening in.
And we look forward to speaking to you next week. So come on back, everyone.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.